And so it is, dear teachers, that we continue the energy of the circle that you began building before. And now, before we attempt to answer your questions on this evening, we will add one thought, one word to our discussion earlier. Many of you wondered in your minds what type of experience that would come your way in the next few days relating to the discussion that we had. First, it is not to project into the future any fears that you may have, but to understand that you are the ones providing yourself with this important and key experience that will come your way. It is not Tobias, it is not spirit as you would know it, it is not Kaudra that is giving you this experience. But as you know, and as we had mentioned earlier, all of the experiences and the teachings that are coming to you at this time are also coming from you. The experiences that will come into your life in the next few days that relate to accepting yourself as a human, to know your divinity, these experiences are already being created by you, is set up right around the corner. We are simply there facilitating the process and perhaps even flagging it for you in advance. The experience that you have in this next short period of time will relate directly to a feeling of guilt that you have regarding a person or persons. It will trigger, at a very deep level within you, feelings of guilt. This will be a key experience to look at, to understand, to release all guilt. It is easier for you, light workers, to forgive another than it is to forgive yourself. The experience that is coming your way, that you have planned, will be one that relates to to forgiving yourself and to releasing. We ask you to simply understand what is in process, to understand that it will be an experience of understanding how you have built this guilt process within you. And to know that within this experience is contained a beautiful pearl of joy and a pearl of wisdom. Now with that, we would be most honored to entertain your questions.
Tobias, how should one handle the continuance of taking supplements under the spirit of acceptance and quit trying to heal yourself, i.e. pills to strengthen immune systems, clear out heavy metals, etc.?
What we see from our perspective is that light workers, that this group of family, Chandra here, has been very occupied in the past with remedies or therapies that will be a cure-all for them. In our discussions, we have suggested, asked you to release all of these things, and we know this has caused some challenge within. Ultimately, you will find, as you stand on the other side of the short wall and accept all things as they are, that the true potency behind any therapy or remedy is indeed the intent that is behind it. We discussed this in channel yesterday with the doctors that were present, telling them that the key missing ingredient for any technology was the intent and the consciousness of the person behind it. Now, we as the Crimson Council do not endorse any particular product. This is up to you as humans. When we are asked questions about the value of specific products, we can give directional information. We see, exceptional value in the work that Dr. Ovokaitis is performing with the laser-activated nutrients, but yet we also caution each of you to understand that this is not a cure-all. This in itself will not bring you to ascension level, that it could help facilitate the process, but we ask you not to get, we ask you not to disempower yourself with any particular product, ingredient, therapy, or remedy. If your intent is to accept your divinity and to activate that divinity within, then you will come to understand that this particular formulation or others that you may come upon in the future will be much more highly charged. But again, we have stated to you indeed to release all of these things first in order to understand the dynamics of what is taking place. It is ultimately you as beings of free will to choose whatever to take. We are here to simply provide guidance, to simply help you to understand the value of releasing all things so you can see with a new clarity. We know for Kaudra chides us now in not giving a direct answer here. Ultimately, it is up to you, and it is to look within yourself to find value in these things that may assist you with your process. So we move to the next question.
Tobias, I'm tired of feeling like I don't belong and also being rejected. Is there help? Where do I look?
The simple answer to that, dear one, is to look within. This relates specifically to our discussion today of Susan, of the guilt and the walls and the pain that surrounded her existence, all those things she carries with her. The rejection is not indeed ultimately coming from the outside, but it is on the inside. It is rudimentary, it is fundamental here for you first to accept your humanness. There are many here that find it somewhat easy to accept their divinity, although they have not yet truly discovered it, but they will not accept their human self. Our entire message on this day was learning to accept all that you are. In so, there will be acceptance from others, as we mentioned in channel. They will come to you like never before, seeking you out as a teacher and as a healer and as a guide for them, as a human guide. Feeling of rejection and non-acceptance truly has its origins within you. It is time to release the grip, as we say, to release the grip and to accept yourself. There is a fundamental issue here, issue that you have heard and intellectualized, but we are asking you now to work on, and that is one of self-forgiveness. Now, the concept of forgiveness in itself does not even have the right energy behind it, because that is, in a way, saying that there was something inappropriately done. But my friends, from your teachings, you understand the concept of forgiveness, of accepting who you are, of releasing all of those things that you have carried about within you. It is first for you to accept your human self, and then you will find acceptance on the outside.
Tobias, as we moved into the first circle of creation and exceed the assignment, why should we want to repress and return to the original circle?
This is a very good question. We have mentioned, we have thrown out in previous channels, that between your human life on Earth, that you do not go home, so to speak. You do not go back to the original creation, to the first circle. You go back to an in-between zone, as it were, where you are met by those in the angelic realm, those who have also walked earthly lives. In a sense, when you first arrive at this way station, heavenly way station, because you have released the physical body and because you feel so much lighter, there is a sense that this is heaven, that this is home. But my friends, we tell you, it is not. You do not return back home in between earthly lives, for if you did, you would not choose to or potentially be able to come back into your circle of Earth. Also, if you returned fully home at this time, you would not recognize it. You would not recognize home as you knew it before you left. This in itself is the subject of a much greater discussion, but the very work that you have done in your human circle has changed the very nature of what you would call home. Now, we had mentioned earlier in one of our very first channels with Kalija that the humans literally create the new stars in your universe, and he challenged us bitterly on this. And he thought we were speaking metaphorically, and we told him that we are speaking literally. What you see in your universe, your physical universe, and the new stars that are coming to being, and the new discoveries, are things that you are creating. You are creating through the work you do here. And as Kaldra was looking upon the stars the other night, he asked the question of us, is there indeed new life? Is there indeed human-type life or any type of life out in the universe? And our reply to him was, not much. Your universe has certain life forms, but none that are of the complexity of the human. There are, some will be challenged here. There are not alien beings flying in little crafts from planet to planet, as you thought. What you are feeling and interpreting and understanding are activities that took place in the original circle, in the original creation, before you ever came here. You are translating and interpreting those in human understanding. There were, on those dimensions, in that home space, there were many activities that you are now interpreting as perhaps what you would call your alien beings. When you look into your universe, there is very little life form as you would know it. There is tremendous energy form and structure and activity taking place, things that are not necessarily seen with the human eye. There are tremendous weavings of a new tapestry taking place. And when Caudra looked into the sky and realized that there was not much out there, and that is not where heaven exists, he asked, why? Why would there be such an expansive universe without much there other than Earth? And our answer was simple. This is the foundation and the template for the second creation. You are creating it as you go. We apologize for the lengthy answer, but found it appropriate to deliver this information.
Tobias, we may have passed the point where it is not likely we will self-annihilate, but reports of major Earth adjustments continue, such as the melting of the polar ice caps. Can you comment on this?
These are, friends, these are generally fear scenarios. These are things that we have discussed in channel earlier on this day about creating future fear. Why would you, as teachers, worry about these things? Now, you are compelled to think you must get in there to save the global warming, to save these other catastrophes, but the greatest thing that you can do for yourself and for humanity is to understand the power of your own awakening divinity, understand the true process of creativity, understand how you can truly affect things, and that is precisely why we are here as family. What you will learn in the next 11 months of your time about your own power and ability to create and shape things will have much more of an impact than sitting here now and worrying about these scenarios which we do not see as occurring at this time. This is another example of getting caught in the duality of choosing a certain right and wrong, and certainly within the human, a feeling of righteousness about things. We ask you, when these feelings come over you, to understand that it is time to be in the now and present, to understand how you are creating divine moments each step of the way. This will have much more of an impact on any type of healing for other humans or the planet than worrying about something in the future that has not occurred.
Tobias, Kirill, channeled by Fred Sterling of Hawaii, says that a secret additive is being added to cigarettes. What do you know about this?
In a nutshell, you can read our response to the last question. My friends, there are scenarios that are now proliferating on your internet vehicles that talk of these fear scenarios. It is up to you as teachers and light workers to stand back, to understand what is truly happening with these, and to watch those who get involved in the drama of them. We are not making judgment here one way or the other. We are asking you to stand back. You see this, Caudra sees it on your internet each day with simple things like new virus warnings that are not there. They never were there. Now, indeed, there are real and tangible ones, but as you step back on the other side of the short wall, you will see the dynamics that are taking place, and you will not get caught in the chaos. you will see that another human is seeking attention or seeing how far energy will run or trying to cause disturbance. You will see things as they are. In direct answer to your question, we do not know about these cigarettes. But we will also add that as the consciousness of your planet is changing, as there is more understanding of the body and of the mind, you will see substances begin to go away by the wayside. You will see healthier foods, foods that are more directly interactive with your body, live essence type foods. You will see more health-oriented products that respond to the rising vibrational level of your body, and you will see many of these old, we are so sorry, Kaldra, but lower vibrational products begin to leave.
That was not my question. I did not write that question. Tobias, everything people say, including my own words, sounds like BS. Doing things feel like BS. Taking care of my body feels like BS. Can you comment on this? Also, you know what Brian has said about new science and the great stuff that Dr. Todd is doing. But again, it sounds like BS. It feels like BS. To me, what role does science play when everything's a state of mind? Signed, a boy named Sue.
In a sense, this is appropriate at this time, and quite simply, what you are learning here, and the reason why it does not resonate in truth for you, is you are, like many humans, continuing to look outside for the answers, for the secret ingredient, for the magic potion that is going to deliver you happiness and joy and peace. Dear light workers, as you have found out, it is not like this. It does not happen like this. You are not feeling a resonance with truth within you because you are not looking within. You look at outside products. You look at outside classes. As we have said today in our discussion with you, it is time to truly look within. It is time to accept your own humanness, which many of you have wanted to desperately reject. It is time to truly begin trusting in yourself to provide the divine moment. Not us, not the Eternal One, not a golden angel that doesn't exist within you, but your own self. As you address that, as you trust in self, you will begin to feel those divine moments, and within them there will be a truth that rings loud and clear for you. It is simply your own being saying, you are looking in the wrong place. Listen to those words, for there's much wisdom there.
Tobias, can you explain further the divine moment?
The divine moment occurs in the now. It is not something waiting to happen in the future. It occurs in the now. It is when the divinity and the light that are emerging from within you are allowed to be released and there is what you will sense to be a divine melding, a truth, as we just mentioned, a feeling of oneness that occurs in your past, in history. There were some that attempted to define this as cosmic consciousness. It is when all things come together in conscious perfection. Now, again, this does not come from outside of you. It comes from within. And it is when you allow and accept all things as they are. It is when you accept your human self as you are, that this divinity, this light, that is waiting to be released from every cell and every strand of DNA and every vibration within you, it is waiting to be released. When you open up and allow and release the fears, it can find the path up through your being. There will be a conscious reaction, an emotional, and a physical. The physical reaction will be able to be measured at some point. The effects that this opening to your divinity has will change the structure of your human and physical being. We cannot tell you where to go find this divine moment, but we can tell you that the potential for it exists within each and every one of you. Simply release the grasp, dear friends, to allow it to happen. And that is a challenging point, for there will be part of you that still wants to hold on in the old energy. But as long as you do, this divinity that is waiting to be released cannot come forth. For it honors and loves and respects you so much that your own divinity will wait for you to cease your old human games before it appears.
Tobias, the concept of two Earths side by side and the new home being built above has confused me.
In our discussions, we use many metaphors to explain things that are happening at many other levels. We ask you to separate these concepts. We ask you to understand that your new house is a metaphor for your new consciousness, your new physical being, your new divinity to come forth. Your new house represents all that you are. To understand that there are many humans, perhaps your spouses or family or those that you work with, that have not built a new house yet. They are still living in their old house. Their old house is about karma. Their old house is about contract. Their old house is about experience that is necessary for their path, but they are still living in the old house. Make no judgment about that, for dear friends, there is purpose and reason why they choose to be there. And this purpose and reason is also assisting you in your new house. So perhaps we use too many metaphors here, but to make it simple, imagine that you are in your new house, your high-tech house. They are still living in their old house, and they do not understand your new house so much at all. This is also to say that there are two distinct energies that are working together at this time. There are two worlds, as we have called it. We have portrayed it this way to you so you understand that you are moving once again into new realms, but that coexisting is still old energy.
Dear Tobias, thank you for being here sharing with us. My friend feels like she may be a walk-in. Can you talk about walk-ins? Is that what's going on with her or something else?
Humans devise many clever games. There are very few cases of what you would know as a walk-in. This is not only difficult from a physical standpoint and a physics standpoint, but it is generally not appropriate from what you would say a spiritual standpoint. There are conditions where a human makes great changes in a very short period of time. They feel that they are reborn again within the same lifetime of the physical body. This does occur quite often, but there is a label that is put on it at times of being a walk-in. There are other cases where there is a such extreme denial of the human self that they choose to believe that the old bad person walked out and a new good person walked in. You will be, dear teachers, working with many imbalances like this in your teachings, and we ask you to be discerning when these people come to you to understand that it is time to talk to them about accepting their human self, accepting all the things that have transpired in the past. They will hold on tightly to concepts of things such as walk-ins and other things that humans entertain themselves with. We ask you to help them lovingly to gently release that grasp, to accept all that they are.
Tobias, what can you tell us about twin flames?
We would refer you back to the answer in the previous question. The human, you are all that you are. There is not half of you that is the opposing sex that was left somewhere else that you are waiting to rejoin with. All that you are is contained within your being. Even what you know, what you call your higher self or true self, is not separate and apart from you. It is all contained within your consciousness and your being. There are great love stories upon your planet of humans who have met in the past and have shared very passionate relationships and that have come back lifetime after lifetime and felt this feeling of flame and torch and enlightenment. But the concept that we understand from the human of part of you being left out somewhere else, we do not so much understand. You are being challenged now as the new teachers to accept your human self, to move away from denial, to move away from creating situations and circumstances. These things such as dimensional ladders and twin flames and walk-ins, my friends, be discerning about what is really being said with these things. In the truest sense, yes, We are and always have been one. We are one in many different expressions. So in a sense, philosophically, yes, we are all flames together. We are all bright flames that make one beautiful candle.
Tobias, we give you some information about something I just heard about the Ashtar Command. Thank you.
We refer you back to the last two answers.
Tobias, could you please tell me who's coming into my home and stealing some of my food and personal belongings? Thanks.
It is a friend of one of your children.
Dear one, why is it that one of the hardest things to accept, the most presents met, why is it that one of the hardest things to accept, the most presents natural things, the bite of an insect, the call of a spider or fly, the crest of a snake. Sorry. I think they're asking about why is it the thing, natural things that we are repelled by. Yeah.
This is also an interesting question for, we will tell a story of Kaldra, for he does not like snakes, and he has not shared this with others. He would like us to end early this night. There are these things, these insects, that can cause pain, that sneak up from unknown places and that hurt. It is a natural reaction for human not to want that. In many cases, when the human is young, they are hurt by these things and develop a fear complex of them, and much of the understanding that can come from this relate to, how to say, looking at the unity in all things, whether they are in nature or within mankind or within yourself. There are fears of insects, and in Kaldra's case, snakes, that come from experiences at an early age. But it is time now to, again, stand back, stand behind the short wall, and look at the unity in these things. Do not see them as the aggressors or attackers, but see them as part of creation in total. They are, as much as anything, things for you to accept as they are.
Tobias, you say we create the stars. What is really a falling star represent?
There are multiple answers to this. For the dreamer, the shooting star, as it were, represents the fulfillment of a journey, of a dream. There are, it is like seeing a sign. It is like seeing a sign saying that you are on the right path. But that is for the dreamer. And There is much truth in this also. There is, from a physical standpoint, debris that enters your orbit that ignites and then is illuminated in the night sky, and there is little meaning behind this.
Is that your answer?
That is the answer.
Tobias, what can you tell me about the Humanity Fund, which has the mission of buying and funding companies which are creating technologies which will help clean up the earth? In particular, what about a company called Hydromon?
The energy with the Humanity Fund is an example of a new and growing consciousness where the intent of the individual is in a honorable place. It is, as we see it from our perspective, a good example of the new Earth energy. That does not necessarily mean that it will succeed within the energy of the old Earth system, but we see this as a first attempt to integrate a new type of ethics into an industry that is often unethical. In regards to this specific company, it is emerging. It is following the principles, but we jokingly ask you not to ask us for stock recommendations.
Tobias, when I was young, I saw the image of Christ for years. I have always wondered the purpose of the image and what was said to me.
The purpose of the image was simply a reminder in terms of a symbol that would have the most meaning and impact on you, that you are not alone. The image that you saw, the image of the Christ, was also a reminder to you of who you truly are, that you carry the Christ seed within you. It was a reminder of the work that you would be doing throughout the duration of your life. The image and the corresponding meanings were also what was being said to you, that you have this Christ seed within you, and that you would be doing this divine work, that it would be challenging, but again, it was telling you that you would never be alone in this work.
Tobias, there are many, many questions here related to Dr. Albakaitis and Demetria and the research. Is there anything else in general you would like to share about this? Because there are a lot of questions here.
In general, first, we ask each of you to use this opportunity to discover the truth within yourself. We are not here to tell you to turn left or to turn right. We are here to let you know that family is always beside you and to help present overviews of things. The energy of the Crimson Circle, which is you, would not allow the discussion that you had today. It would not allow the interest level that there is in this product and in the research unless there was harmony with who you are as a group. So that should be the first clue. But again, we ask you to look within. If there are questions that you have, sample the product energetically, even without ingesting it. Begin to trust in the answers that yourself is coming up with. This is a good experience, a good lesson in understanding and discerning. Then, if that step feels appropriate, move to the next step of ingesting the product. And ask your body, dear friends, ask your body how it feels. Go to the rudimentary levels, asking the DNA, asking the light body, and asking your own emerging divinity, is this facilitating your process? Again, we are not here to say which way to turn. That is up to you. But we also will give you the hint that the energy that you have opened for Dr. Ovocaitis to be here is an indication of the very nature of the research and what he is doing.
Tobias, many of the questions are more related to energy that looks like it's at trying to see the direction and potential of Dr. Todd's work rather than the products themselves, more of the future potential and the ability of the work to do something grander. Do you have any comments to that?
We will answer that by discussing briefly what we discussed last night in channel with Dr. Ovocaitis. Because you are all part of this process, if you choose to be. The answers that he is looking for, that he is dedicating his research to, do not exist yet. There is not an answer that Spirit is holding close to the chest, waiting for him or you to do the right things. Spirit, all that is, does not yet know the answer. But as we told the doctor last night, with the work he is doing and the support of light workers, the missing links are beginning to come in closer. The energy, the patterns of energy for these missing links are beginning to come closer and closer. That is to say that the research that he is doing is creating something entirely new. It is not simply digging up old answers and applying them. This is entirely new. This is only a future potential at this moment. If you choose as an individual or you choose as a group to support it, this would greatly enhance the energy of the work of Gematri at this time. It is ultimately all about the intent behind it. But we will concur with something Kaudra mentioned earlier on this day, that the work is significant. It's significant to the potential for the awakening divinity and also for the healing of mankind as a part of the healing for mankind, and that the work has the potential to earn acknowledgments at the highest levels of your social, medical, and political communities.
Tobias, regarding allowing, if you have a young child going through something and you feel maybe some tools that come your way to help, what should you do?
First and foremost, you should stand behind the short wall and observe. Then you will know from with your new being, after taking the time to observe, how to best apply the tools, if at all. In these situations, they're simply saying, before you jump in, to stand back, and you will have a greater understanding. Perhaps at that moment, it will validate the new tools that you have that will assist. Perhaps you will see an energy setup that you could not have seen before that would gently ask you not to interfere with this process. And at this time, we will take one more question.
Explain our alien star-seeded parents.
This is a good question to end with, the explanation of our alien star-seeded parents. This is somewhat complex. In a sense, we ask you not to think of yourselves as your physical selves as being derived from aliens from other planets, particularly porpoises. There was, and we will review this in future sessions, we will talk about how the structure, how the framework and the physics of your bodies was set up. But we will, again, this is a good question to end with, we will ask you to look at the events that are transpiring in your life now, and particularly the fears that are coming into your life, and to know that these originated when you were in the original creation, in the other circle, and there were experiences that each of you had that were very intense, that helped to propel an energy that made it possible for you to come here in biological form. So we ask you not to think of yourselves, your physical beings created by grand aliens from other planets in your physical universe, but to think of yourselves as being created by your own true self, by your own creator self, through the result of very intense energetic experiences before you came here. You are the parent of yourself. And so it is.